Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Rebecca. How may I assist you?
Hi, Rebecca. My name is Esmeralda. I'm calling with Best Buy. Can I go ahead and give you the external order number?
Certainly.
It's 06 Elake Edward 58, the letter ADE.
Okay, one moment.
Or A.
Excuse me. I'm just waiting for that to load up here.
Okay.
Okay. And for Don Williams?
Yes.
Okay, it says customer is stating that he sent his housekeeper to the home, and when she entered, she smelled gas, and the customer is requesting a tech come back out to service the installation. Customer is stating that it has to be from the cooktop. They advise of the NAD of 115 time frame, but this is something, it says it could be put on for the 6th, so let me get that service call number. So the external number for this actual service call is different from the order. It's it's 06, F as in Frank, 4, 2, D as in David, 8, and then F as in Frank. And let's see here. Okay, and it's showing.
No wonder I called earlier, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's showing here on that, but yesterday at 12:09, it was updated. Tech Brandon called to get a trip charge. He's at the customer's tan one-story brown door home and no answer. They called the customer Don, no answer, left a message to call the store and added a trip charge.
Yeah, I didn't speak directly to the client. I had one of our agents call in. He spoke to the client, and I guess the client, I don't know if the client wasn't aware that the installer was going or what happened, but he's calling because he needs the installer to go out and check it. I guess the gas company went out and turned off the gas.
Okay. I mean, I can just get this rescheduled in general and then reach out to the installer with that information. Bear with me just a moment.
Thank you.
So I'm just getting it scheduled for the next available date that I have, and then I'm going to ask them to please reach out directly to the customer with the time frame that they'll be able to be out there. Give me just a moment. Check something here. The number that we have on this is 614-266-9980.
For the client contact number, I also have a 614-890-4143.
Okay. All right. That's not what we have here, which is probably why he missed that call. So can I get that number one more time?
Yes, it is area code
614-890-4143. All right. Copy and save. Bear with me just a moment. I've got to get this emailed over.
Yeah.
And Don Williams, copy Ohio. Missed guest. Now, is the customer available today if he's able to get back around that way?
I can confirm with him and call him right now.
If you want to find out, I mean, I can't guarantee that they'll be back today, but I want to, you know, confirm.
Okay.
I don't want him to
yeah.
go back a second time and then have the same thing happen.
Yeah, let me confirm 1 second. Thank you for holding. I called him and he didn't answer. I just left him a message. So for now, I guess I would just do the next available day.
Okay. I'm going to say please advise when you can get back so that this can be rescheduled so that we can get it forescheduled as needed. Please contact the customer at the number listed above if today is a possibility. All right. And then... And one more thing. There we go. No. Back. Okay. I just needed to grab the original order number and put it here. All right. So I've got this sent over to the service provider asking that he, if he can come out today, like to please reach out to the customer to confirm. Otherwise, to please advise for the next available date. And I've got our corporate customer care as well as corporate home office on this so that they can force schedule for a sooner date than what I have right now. It's scheduled for the 13th because that's the next available date where it will route. But I do see he may be there on Friday, if not tomorrow. So we just have to communicate back and forth, basically, and then we'll try to reach out to the customer to confirm once we get that date.
Okay. And is there like a service order number for this?
That's the second one that the 06, F as in Frank, 42. D as in David, 8F.
Okay, it's the one you gave me earlier. Okay, well,
yeah, that's
I
the service
really
call ticket number.
Okay.
No problem.
All right, well, thank you so much for your help.
Yes, ma'am. You take care, and thanks for speaking with me here at XPO.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too.